Not just now dictating a 6-minute walk test on Aaron Ashlock, ASH LOCK. This goes to the VA on 1/14/26. Mr. Ashlock performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 95%, period. The patient achieved 518 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 96%, period. No paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on ANNE Presley. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 1/14/26, Mrs. Presley performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 98%, period. Patient walked 324 meters and saturation at the end of the study was 95%, period. Of paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Ramon Richardson. This goes to Dr. Weston. On 1/14/26, Mr. Richardson performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 96%, period. The patient walked 356 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 92%, period. No paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on George Patterson. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 1/14/26, Mr. Patterson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air-blood-oxygen index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/8/25, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Eugene Ruffner. This goes to the VA on 1/14/26. Mr. Ruffner performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, without significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/1/25, there's been no change, period. No paragraph compression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Joseph Barnett, V-A-R-N-E-T-T-E. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 1/14/26, Mr. Barnett performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with a good response to bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/16/25, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Lindora Johnson. This goes to Dr. Thompson. On 1/14/26, Mrs. Johnson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a mild to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/16/26, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression, period. Thank you.